There we go. All right, I'm live on Facebook now. Sorry, I pushed the wrong letter twice. Hope you guys had a wonderful 4th of July weekend. Most people got a 3-day weekend. Some people didn't. Let's check out some temperatures. 84 degrees at Hollis, 86 degrees at Eric, 80 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon, 81 at Arnett, 80 at Beaver, 81 at the May Ranch, 83 at Lahoma. Where else we got? Butler, 82 degrees out here in the Texas Panhandle, 82 degrees at Lipscomb, 83 at Miami, and 82 at Dozer, 79 at Wellington, and 85 at Odell. Again, man, just terrible tragedy down there in the middle of the hill country, down there in the middle of Texas over the weekend, which I know everybody's heard about. So please keep all those families that are missing, children, adults, all like, it doesn't matter. Just a bad tragedy, a lot of rain. What is it, 18, 20 inches in just a matter of hours? And it's just crazy. Hope we never see anything like that around here. But keep all those people in your prayers. And if I hear of any thing that they need down there, not a lot of farming in that area, agriculture in that area. But if I hear anything, I'll let you guys know. You know, that's a good thing about Oklahoma and Texas, we come together when something like this happens. And, you know, we've had all these wildfires and we come together. Flooding's no different, but man, that's just a lot of water in a short period of time. So hopefully it's just a bad deal. I don't know what else to say. I'm not very good at, I wouldn't make a good preacher at a funeral or a preacher period, because I'd be fumbling for words and not how to say them and all that stuff. But man, bottom line is to just keep them, keep your fingers crossed they find some more survivors. And you know, just one of those deals, just gotta like them. Okay, today I got a lot to talk about. We're gonna see what happened in our big world of agriculture here just shortly. And we're going to, I just got a text message back from one of my friends at the Department of Wildlife. Starting here in probably a month or two, we're going to start doing once a month on a Monday, a research project on our show. We're going to, it's going to be a whole show where one of the researchers come in, whether it's got anything to do with fisheries, mule deer, quail, turkey, deer, anything. Come in, we're going to talk to research biologists is what we're going to talk to. And just talk about, you know, what's going on with the Department of Wildlife. Because I know very few farmers and ranchers that don't hunt or fish. So I think it'd be interesting for the show. And see, because pretty cool, because I got to hear about all the stuff at the fisheries in Oklahoma on a show a couple of 2-3 weeks ago, and it's really cool stuff to listen to what's happening in each one of these fisheries. And you know, Western Oklahoma and Eastern Texas Panhandle, we got all kinds of wildlife: turkey, quail, antelopes, rattlesnakes, horny toads, whitetail, mule deer, and, you know, all kinds of stuff going on out here. So I think it'll be fun. Let's see here. Let's see what happened in our big world of agriculture overnight. Soybean and grain futures plunged, and man, they're still not looking good today. Overnight, at traders' return from the long Independence Day weekend, in a selling mood. Favorable weather in most U.S. growing areas, along with concerns about trade, led to overnight decline in prices. Only 5.6% of an 11-state region that includes Iowa and Illinois, the largest producers of soybeans and corn, were suffering from drought conditions as of July 1st, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. That's what I hate about those boards. The paper pushers, I call them. Not all of them, but 98% of them, I bet. If something good happens weather-wise, when farmers and ranchers are making good commodities, whether it's grass hay or corn or soybeans or whatever, just because we have good weather, they're going to knock it. They knock the price down. The grain market has for quite a long time, and it just stinks right now. And it's a shame because our inputs have not gone down. And, you know, I read an article over the weekend, is 600 bushel corn possible per acre? That's what this article I read about was there. Why? All that'll do is just knock the market down more. And the answer to grains especially is the more you grow, yeah, the more money you make, but it costs more to grow them. So I don't know. It just kind of stinks right now as far as what the grain markets are doing. And yes, the cattle market's good, but it's cycling. It'll come back. It'll come back down. Hopefully, it doesn't come down a whole lot, but it's going to come back down. It's the cycle. That's the way it's always been for years. And I don't know. It's a shame that people sitting in offices can dictate to farmers what they can get for their grains. And you know, I don't know. I had to look at the cash prices the next segment here, but it stinks. And I'm being nice when I say this stuff today. Let's see here. That's down from 6.1% a week earlier, almost 28% 3 months ago. Less than 5% of Iowa was seeing drought last week, down from 8.8% the week prior and 34% 3 or 4 months ago. Rainfall this week will help keep any moisture deficits from forming in parts of the Midwest. Also weighing in on prices is the uncertainty around the July 9th deadline for dozens of countries to reach trade deals with the U.S. or face higher tariffs. It's unclear which countries, if they don't reach agreements with the U.S., will be affected and how much. Those that don't reach deals are being threatened with higher tariffs starting August the 1st. President Donald Trump has threatened to raise or impose tariffs unrelated to the July 9th, July 9th deadline, including imposing levies on countries that align themselves with the BRICS countries, a 10-nation bloc that includes Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Uncertainty around the tariffs and whether the July 9th deadline is causing unrest in the markets, analysts said. Soybean futures overnight for November delivery fell 20.5 cents to 10.28¾ a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was down 4.40 to 287.80 a short ton, and soybean oil dropped 0.44 cents, about a half a penny, to 54.23 cents a pound. Corn futures for December delivery plunged 13 cents to 4.24 a bushel. Wheat for September delivery dropped 12.25 to $5.44.5 a bushel overnight, while Kansas City futures lost 11.5 cents to $4.24 a bushel. According to this report out of Successful Farming Indonesia, the world's fourth most populous country has become an important trading partner due to the size of its population and rising food demand. According to the USDA, U.S. ag imports reached a value of $2.9 billion in 2024. That's down 3% year over year amid this decreased demand for feed ingredients, dairy products, and cotton, according to the USDA. The country's largest imports from the U.S. are soybeans, used to make tofu, I hope I said that right. Probably not. T-O-F-U, tofu, feed products, and dairy products. Since 2010, U.S. soybean exports to Indonesia which has a population of around 270 million people, have increased 56%, and wheat shipments have also increased there 14%. Demand from food sectors such as soy-based food industry, wheat millers, bakeries from the main drivers for the U.S. soybean and wheat imports, according to the USDA. However, weakening purchase power in 2024 and 2025 to date has reduced demand for some of these food items. Export of feed ingredients include dry distiller grains, soybean meal, and other products from the U.S. jumped 41% from 2010 to 2024. Dairy and beef product shipments also has came up 82% since 2020. Though preferred tariff status for other countries limits U.S. shipments to Indonesia, according to this report, for whatever that means. Flood warnings and watches remain in effect, and more rain is on the way for Central Texas counties that have been devastated by deadly flooding over the long weekend. According to the National Weather Service, at least 82 people have died in the flooding in the region, include 28 children in Kerr County. 10 girls and one counselor from a camp are still missing. Areas of showers and thunderstorms will redevelop across parts of that area this morning and spread west. And I looked earlier and it's built up right in that same area. Another 1 to 3 inches of rain are expected in some areas, maybe up to 5 inches, that will quickly lead to more flooding. Excessive rainfall from the excessive runoff from the rainfall will result in rivers and other waterways overrunning their banks. Because the Guadalupe River, I think that's the one that flooded over, one of the did the major flooding. You know, that goes into Canyon Lake down there, and I've seen stuff pop up on my social media page. I don't know, a bunch in the last 6 months on Canyon Lake. It's kind of like Lugard, you know, is down so far, and Canyon Lake had been, they've been in a drought down there in that hill country, and Canyon Lake looked like a mud hole. Clinton Lake looked bigger than it did, and that thing almost filled up from just that rain last Thursday. So that shows you the power of water and what it can do. Okay, today is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association happy hour. Let's take an OCA break. I'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Get ready, Western Oklahoma. It's time for another summer night of live music and local talent at KECO Picking in the Park. It's coming up Thursday, July 10th in Ackley Park. JC of the Backroads is putting it all together, and you know him, you love him, on air weekdays from 3 to 6 on 96.5. This time, he's live on stage with Caroline Grace, Cody Brewer, and J. Rod Wald. It's totally free, so bring your lawn chairs, your friends, and your ice chest. It's the KECO Picking in the Park Thursday, July 10th, only at Ackley Park in Elk City.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
When you're out working in the shop and the garage this summer, stay comfortable with a Portacool Apex cooler. Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Elk City, Weatherford, and Hinton has compact spot coolers for the garage. They've also got high-powered units that cool up to 6,500 square feet. Each unit blasts cool air up to 60 feet and connects to your phone with the CoolSync app for remote control. They're quiet, efficient, and tough with a lifetime warranty on molded housings. Swing by your local Napa and get your Portacool Apex cooler and stay comfortable while you work this summer.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage, you don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way, because a couple of years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County. Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, June 23rd. 861 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 428 brought 435. 18 at 490 brought 392.50. 8 at 586 brought 335. 9 at 612 brought 344. 12 at 630. 36 brought 328, 31 at 885 brought 282, 8 at 922 brought 284, 10 head of heifers at 475 brought 370, 13 at 715 brought 296, 23 at 751 brought 289, 9 at 776 brought 285, 39 at 784 brought 280, 16 at 825 brought 278, butcher cows were 119 to 175, butcher bulls brought 159 to 207, bred cows 2,075 to 3,000. 25 pairs brought 3375 to 3800. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction exit 71 Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, welcome back. Miami, Texas. 83 degrees. Heat index is 84, humidity is 54, dew point 65. The winds are out of the east at 8 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today, 49 miles an hour. I guess they had a little storm come through there. Let's see, 1.26 inches of rain so far in the month of July. 75 degrees is the 8-inch soil temperature. So, yes, they must have got a shower in there, because last week their soil temperature was around 83, 84 degrees. How about that? All right, let's check out what's going on with the grain markets as of right now. I'm refreshing it. Make sure. Hello, there you are. Not much better. Matter of fact, it got worse. Corn, July, 419, down 12 and a quarter. September, 404, down 16. December, 421, down 15 and a half. Soybeans for, let's skip July. August, 10:30, down 24 and three quarters. September is 10:12, down 29. Soybean meal, August, 271.90, down 550. September is 275, down 590. Soybean oil, August, 53.91, down 0.64. Hard red winter wheat, September, 528, down 8. December 552, is that right? Yep, 552, down 8 and a quarter. Let me turn this screen a little bit. There we go. I was getting a light reflection. Sorry. Let's see here. Oil out of West Texas is up 97 cents for August at 67.47. Natural gas, what's it doing? It's up August 3.45, up 6. The NASDAQ and the Dow and the S&P are all in the red. An hour ago, they were in the green. So that shows you how fast things change. But not cattle. Live cattle, August, 215.82, up 177. October, 212.95, up 205. Feeders for August, 313.52, up 402. September, 313.25, up 387. October's 311 even, up 385. Lean hogs, August, 107.37, 127. There you have it. Okay, let me check this real quick. It hadn't come out as of a while ago. Let's see here. Let's see if that's the right one. Nope, it's not. The USDA Texas report for auctions has not come out, but the one in Oklahoma has. Let's see what happened last week in the short week of sale barn runs last week. Feeder cattle, 11,647. Total receipts through the sale barns, 11,647 compared to 24,000 the year before, last year, and 3,240 last year. And I said last year on the 24,000. That was a week ago. My bad. The week before last. Compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers steady, except 800 to 900 pounders, which were $5 to $6 higher. Steer and heifer calves sold steady to $5 higher. Demand is good as numbers continue to run light. Some auctions were closed due to the 4th of July holiday. Slaughter cows steady to $5 lower. Slaughter bulls, $3 lower. Packer demand is good as they were competing with aggressive feeder cow buyers. Supply included 88% feeder cattle, 8.2% slaughter cattle, and 3.7% replacement cattle. Rumors have it that the market is peaking out right now. And not that it's going to go backwards like a rock going down a hill at 100 miles an hour. But rumors have it that the market is kind of peaked out last week. But looking at what's going on today. So I think our numbers are there no matter what happens with the Mexican border and all that. Our numbers are where they're going to be. They're light. And I think market just goes, it's got to remain good. Even if you bought every heifer in the world for the next 3 months, it'll still be 2 years before they have a calf crop. So I don't know. We'll get the experts on here sometime this week and talk to them about it. I'm just passing on rumors for what it's worth. Let me look this up real quick. Planters. There we go. Let's see what the cash market is on the grains real quick. There's their website. According to this right now, cash corn is not good. 366 a bushel for corn. This is at Planters Co-op in Texas I'm looking at, not the one down at Lone Wolf. I brought up the wrong one, but it should be about the same. Milo is around 311, and what is wheat? Oh man, hang on. Let me get the one out of Lone Wolf. There it is. I missed it. We'll see what cash price is on wheat. You guys probably know it by heart. There it is. Cash on at Lone Wolf and Hobart right now is 452, and Duke is 457, Altus is 452, and Roosevelt's 452. Milo at those same places is right now at 314. There you have it. Okay. Next segment coming up after this OCA break is I haven't got to talk to you guys about a little grilling, and we got a little talk about smoking a chuck roast. I got a couple recipes for you, and it's really good because this is grilling season, and we want to promote eat beef. Okay, all right. Coming up, this is the OCA happy hour, but your land is more than an asset. It's your story, your life's work, and your family's legacy. On Friday, July 25th, at 4 o'clock, during the OCA Summer Convention for a learning lab designed just for Oklahoma ranchers, we'll explore real solutions to help keep land and cattle in the family, avoid probate and legal conflicts, reduce estate taxes and unexpected expenses. This session features experts from Black Oak Alliance and Nationwide Land as your legacy team with 1,500 families already served. It'll be at the convention coming up here in about 3 weeks. You don't have to RSVP for this if you're going to the OCA convention. And it's just land is your legacy learning lab. So if you're going to the OCA convention end of this month, be sure and attend this. And a lot of good stuff. I got some good stuff coming up the day before the OCA convention. And I got a story coming up to tell you why. This has got to do with solar farms and wind tower farms. I got a guest coming up end of this month that they're working for the landowner, not the wind and solar farms companies. So it's pretty, because I'm looking out, I like to look out for you guys, especially with all the wind towers. And I mean, I don't know how many more wind towers you can put in Oklahoma, but more and more solar panels farms are coming up. And we're going to talk about that here in just a second. So let's take an OCA break, and we'll be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Get ready, Western Oklahoma. The Wild Plum Jam is back and louder than ever. Coming to Sarah on Saturday, July 19th, it's a Red Dirt Revival you won't want to miss. Live on stage, Cody Canada and the Departed. You ain't the only one. Stoney LaRue. Oklahoma Breakdown. You sure do got you crying. And Western Oklahoma's own Tyler Wilhelm. Yes, I'm proud of who I am. All jamming on Route 66 in Sayre. One night, one stage, and a whole lot of Red Dirt music magic under the Oklahoma sky. Lock in your spot now. Tickets will go fast. Get yours today at KECOFM.com. That's KECOFM.com. The 2025 Wild Plum Jam in Sarre, Oklahoma, powered by KECO. Be there.
Meet AgSense 365 from Valley. They've combined their best in-class remote irrigation management applications into one powerful platform. Easily manage everything from pivots to pumps and more, anytime, anywhere, all with AgSense 365. Contact Knutson Irrigation at 1-800-373-9325 today to learn more about AgSense 365, the most intuitive app for remote irrigation management. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay, it wraps it up, is better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
Hey farmers, it's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
I've had several clients when we're sitting in a closing room. We're signing the final pieces of paper, and we slide the keys across the desk and tell them, congratulations, you're a homeowner. And they're just elated. They're thrilled. They finally realize that their dream came true. They were actually able to own a home, and the children are in there with them. And they're like, I get to go get my new room. It's for the whole family to enjoy. They're very excited to own a home. I'm Joe Shepard, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarre.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Mark your calendar. July 15th, XIT Auctions will be selling 200 acres of good Ouachita County grass just north of Sentinel, Oklahoma. There's an 80-acre track and a 120-acre track, both located on Highway 44. For more information, call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440, or check the details out at xitauctions.com. Also selling two bank-owned homes, same day, same place. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I was just thinking this weekend I got to play in the Firecracker Golf Tournament over at at the Sarre National, and we got teamed up with some people. I knew one of them. I didn't know the other three, but I know them well now. It's shocking. You know, I thought bankers were really polite, sophisticated, highly educated, and, you know, never get out of place. But this banker I played with, I'm not going to name his name. He's probably listening. So, anyway, he can talk some trash on the golf course now. Guess what? He met his match with me. He'd be up there getting ready to putt or hit a ball or something, and I'd go, whoa, are your customers complaining about that high interest rate? How do you guys figure that? How much money you make off that? I'm kidding. It was pretty fun. So it was a good time, and I learned some more information on the gentleman I work with here at the studio. One of these days might have to get him on here and talk about his shotgun shooting sports deal back in the 80s. I guess he was bad to the bone. Let's check out some weather from northwestern Oklahoma. Freedom. Freedom. 85 degrees. Feels like 89. Heat risk is low. Dew point 69. Humidity is 57. Winds are out of the east, northeast at 5 miles an hour. 1.07 inches of rain in Freedom in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 85. Sunset at 8:59. 20% chance of thunderstorms today and 91 for a high. Tonight, 40% chance of thunderstorms and 69 for a low. Winds will be switching from out of the south, be coming out of the north later on after midnight, according to the forecast. Tomorrow, slight chance of thunderstorms, 20%, high of 93 degrees. All right, let's talk some grilling. You guys want to? We'll take this segment and talk about it. I seen this on Facebook last night, and where is it at? What they did was, if I can get it, there we go. I got it to come up. Well, Aaron and Jared was talking about it on their show here a couple weeks ago about smoking a chuck roast. Well, that caught my attention. Well, last night, I follow this page called Homemade Cooking. And what they did is really simple. This is as simple as it gets. You don't even have to write this down. Just remember these temperatures. They smoked a chuck roast at 225 degrees until the meat with the meat thermometer hit 160. Then they took it out and they wrapped it in butcher paper. Now you can use whatever spices, whatever you want on this. And then they put it back in there and smoked it some more until the inside temperature of this chuck roast reached 200 or 202. And then you pulled it. They said the key to it is to let it rest in that butcher paper for an hour. And then open it up and let the festivities begin. It's really good. Now, Aaron and Jared, when they was talking about it, I was talking to Aaron in there a while ago. They smoked it at 225. Is that right, Aaron? Yeah, 225 for 3 hours. And then put it in a foil pan and put some beef broth and whatever you want in that foil pan. And you smoked it for another 3 hours in that foil pan. Did you cover it? Cover the foil pan? Yep, cover the foil pan. And this is chuck roast. And these are my favorite. I don't know. I've never really had a bad roast unless they just didn't know how to cook it. But the chuck roast is supposed to be the premier of the roast, so check it out. Do some fun. It is grilling season. So speaking of grilling season, it is here. It's been here for a month or two, as good as the weather's been. And I'm trying to find this. Where did it go? There we go. So I seen this in a weekend email that I got from Successful Farming. So it says the weather is warm, spring has sprung, and a bluish haze hangs in the air. The outdoor barbecuing season has officially arrived. Really, the 4th of July is the official start of grilling season, though we've already been doing it a couple months. Outdoor cooking has become just it's the way it is. I think this is because barbecuing involves such manly and dangerous things, such as slabs of meat, flamethrower-like fires, and heavy steel tongs. In other words, it's very similar to operating a smithy. But if your barbecue meat comes off the grill resembling a hunk of forged iron, you probably need to recalibrate your cooking methods. How many of you guys with the old gas grills back in the day just cringe when you're trying to light it with a propane and everything? I mean, there was some, yeah, it burned your hair off your arms for sure. When we were newlyweds, my wife attended a rummage sale and brought home a tabletop hibachi grill. She, being more worldly and knowledgeable than me, explained with much enthusiasm that the little gizmo could cook a burger with a single sheet of newspaper, and there was no reason to doubt her, so we immediately put the hibachi to work. A pair of hamburger patties were placed upon the grill and a sheet of newspaper wadded up and placed beneath it. We kissed the newsprint with a little match and waited for the magic to happen. And waited some more. The smoldering newspaper eventually flared into a fire that was intense but only lasted about 3 seconds. We checked the burger. It somehow seemed more raw than when we began. Not the type of people who give up easily. We kept on wadding and igniting sheets of newspaper until the burgers were finally cooked. They weren't too bad. The meat had a smoky nuisance of banner headlines along with hints of combusted Dick Tracy comic strips. I'm telling you, that the colored comic strips in newspaper and like the Oklahoma Daily, they stunk when you fired. So I can just imagine putting that on meat. Encouraged by this initial barbecuing experience, we purchased a kettle-type grill that supposedly used charcoal briquettes as a heat source. I say supposedly because I'd never been able to get briquettes lit within a reasonable amount of time. Coaxing the briquettes into producing sufficient heat for cooking often took so long that we ran the very real risk of overdosing on crackers while waiting on our burgers. Of course, I use lighter fluid. I'm a guy. So, of course, I added more and more lighter fluid until the Kittle grill came to look like a miniature version of Hindenburg's final moments. But the briquettes would remain stubbornly cool to my heated entreaties. Frustrated by cooking speeds that were similar to the rate of continental drift, we decided to purchase an inexpensive LP gas grill, and by inexpensive, I mean cheaply made. The gas grill had a clicker igniter thingy, but it soon went kaput. The grill manufacturer has foreseen the possibility and had provided a small hole in the side of the grill where one could initiate ignition with a lighter or a match. But there was a problem with this process. Before lighting the grill, you had to open the valves that allowed LP gas to flow into the burner area. The sinister hiss of extremely flammable pressurized gas gushing into an enclosed area always made me nervous. Amen to that, brother. This in turn made it difficult for me to poke a lighter or a lit match through this tiny hole in a timely manner. More than once, lighting the grill instantly went from a ho-hum event to a heart-pounding happening. More than once, the grill announced that it was lit by a booming woof and a fireball that resembled a small hydrogen tank bomb. More than once, I had to ask my wife to pencil in new eyebrows for me. Next on our quest to achieve outdoor barbecue perfection was something called an offset smoker, and I think these are pretty good. The simple device consists of a barrel-shaped chamber with a small barrel-shaped chamber attached to it on its side. It looks as though it's trying to reproduce via the budding process. The idea behind the offset barbecue is that you place lump charcoal in a smaller chamber and ignite it. This ensuing smoke snakes its way through the larger chamber when it cooks and flavors the meat. The smoke then wafts lazily out of a short smokestack and makes a beeline for your eyes. An offset barbecue is a fine tool, but it has some drawbacks. The main one is that the small barrel holds only a small amount of charcoal and thus has to be fed more than a newborn baby. If I'm going to get up during the night to feed anything, it's going to be me, he says. Our current barbecue grill is a pellet smoker. It ignites on command. It's controlled by automatic thermostat and burns non-explosive wood pellets. Now that the weather is warmed and the barbecuing season has arrived, I will be easy to find. Just look at the source of the bluest haze. Call from barbecue. That's a good story from Jerry Nelson. I like his stories. So, yeah, it is. 580-225-9697. What's your favorite way to barbecue, whether it's smoking or just plum cooking a big old T-bone or hamburgers on the grill? What's your favorite way to do it? 580-225-9697. Let me know, and I'll share it with other people here on the station show, both out of Woodward, 100.1 KWFX and 96.5 KECO right here in Elk City. Let's take an OCA break, and I'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
The last thing you want after completing a well is to leave money on the table. However, many drilling companies do just that within the first 30 days of production. It's critical to hire well-trained operators with good quality equipment to give you the right kind of data you need to maximize production from day one. Prime Well Solutions specializes in flowback, sand separation, and well testing specific to the unique needs of your well. In Oklahoma, West Texas, and New Mexico, Prime Well Solutions has you covered. Find them online at primewellsolutions.com.
Gaines Super Flings are here to take your laundry to the next level.
Talking about Gaines Super Flings. Super size laundry packs. These things are huge. Super fresh, super clean. Gaines Super Flings.
Gaines Super Flings laundry packs have 4 times the oxy cleaning power and 3 times the Febreze freshness versus Gain original liquid.
Super fresh, super clean. Gaines Super Flings.
Gaines Super Flings for next level laundry.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
Need precision parts done right and fast? At K4T in Elk City, we specialize in CNC machining, welding, and fabrication for the oil field as well as ag industries. We're a full-service job shop built on grit, speed, and craftsmanship. Whether it's a one-off prototype or full production, we get it done right every time. Family-owned and third-generation strong, Jason and Jamie Koss treat your job like it's their own. Stop by K4T on Merritt Road in Elk City or find us on Facebook. K4T, built on family, driven by craftsmanship.
This season, Army Worm, better watch out. Because your wheat is protected by Luma Via CPL insecticide seed treatment, with a unique mode of action that starts at the seed, then moves through the plant to protect it, from roots to shoots, for strong stand establishment and better yield potential. Army worms, you're out of here. Learn more at Corteva.us/LumaVia CPL.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. That's funny. I just said that. I'm looking at, see it on Facebook there, my little Browning lock blade knife. Guess where I got it? Hobart Farm and Garden. It is nice. It stays sharp. That's the reason I like it. 90 degrees at Hobart, 95. That's what it feels like. Heat risk is moderate. Dew point 70, humidity is 53, and winds are out of southeast at 9 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, 0.56 inches. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 82 degrees. Sunset at 8:53. Sunny and hot today, 93 for a high. Slight chance of thunderstorms tonight, 20%, 71 for a low. And slight chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, 95 for a high, 20%. But not a lot of wind involved. There we go. See here. What was that? Oh, I was going to talk about farmers markets. Everybody listen up. So this coming Wednesday night will be the second one here on Main Street, right across from Ackley Park in the pond with the train carousel around it, or not the carousel, but the train tracks around it. Right on the south side of 3rd Street there, it'd be the Elk City's Farmers Market. It'll be happening from 6 to 7:30. If you guys know of anybody growing vegetables and want to sell some, let them know. They need them. They ran out. They need all kinds of people there. And I was noticing the one at Weatherford. And it is 118 North Kansas there in Weatherford. That's the old fire station, by the way. It's from 8 to noon on Saturday mornings, and also on Tuesdays, tomorrow afternoon, from 4 to 6. But I was reading through there on their Facebook page, which is the Weatherford Farmers Market, a.k.a. Weatherford Farmers Market, huh? And looks like the hot items there in the one down at Lawton, that one at Lawton's huge, is canned goods, like canned pickles, canned beets, okra, jalapenos, the whole nine yards. So that's the hot item. So if one of you ladies is out there canning or have a bunch of stuff canned and you want to sell it, probably can name your price. I don't know. Come to the Elk City Farmers Market Wednesday evening, 6 o'clock. There we have it. And then what else do I got? Some of this one. Let's see. You got... what else got farmers market going on? Yeah, so if you guys know anybody in Beckham County or even close, Roger Mills, Custer, Washtenaw, whatever, that want to sell some produce, come over. Let's make this thing big. We need good farmers markets out here in western Oklahoma. And yes, as soon as I get caught up in my orders right now, I'll probably make a trip to it, but there's no, you can see this Jimmy Clark deal going. I got about 12 people waiting on tomatoes right now, and some are big orders. I can see them running into me at a farmer's market like here at Elk City Wednesday night. What are you doing here selling tomatoes to the public when you haven't filled my order yet? That's the way my deal would go down, so I'm not doing it. Sorry, I won't do that to my customers. I want to do it, but I just can't do it. All right, let's check out what else is going on. Oh, I was looking in the Texas A&M AgriLife law blog, and here's some stuff that's happened that's interest to Texans and Oklahomans. The United States Supreme Court limits use of nationwide injunctions. The United States Supreme Court issued a decision in the Trump versus Casa. The opinion was authored by Justice Amy Barrett, and it was 63, and basically, what was it talking about? Oh, the birthright, citizenship that Trump signed on executive order. So that's looks like they held that up, but they put it back down to the small courts to make a better definition of it. And more like, and then we all know about Proposition 12. The Supreme Court will not hear this case on Proposition 12, where the Iowa Pork Producers Association versus Bonta, which is the California crap out there in California, where you got to have 12 square feet for a sow and her piglets. We all know about it, but they didn't close it. They just not going to hear this particular case because it said it was that burden. Iowa Pork Producers Association, along with numerous other state plaintiffs, couldn't prove their case, what they were brought to the Supreme Court. So that's out. Another one, and I talked about this here a couple months ago, court finds the swamp buster constitutional. About a month ago, the U.S. District Court for Northern District of Iowa ruled the wetlands conservation program known as Swamp Buster to be constitutional in the CTM holding versus the USDA. A landowner challenged the program as violating the Commerce Clause and constituting a taking of private property. The court disagreed, upholding the program, and so that's out the door right now. And then what else? See here, anything in the rest of? No, not really. A lot of things on the docket in the last couple weeks. All right, let's see here. Doo-doo. I seen a deal in here a while ago. Cotton. Let's catch up on cotton. According to... That's not even the right cotton deal. I don't even have the right cotton email up. All right, let's see here. The passage of the big, beautiful bill that we've been hearing about sparked some fireworks along the ag sector. So let's check it out. House Committee Ranking Member Angie Craig, a Democrat out of Minnesota, called the legislation disgraceful in a statement. Today marks a grave turning point for our country, one that leaves rural communities and farmers behind and places us on the road towards increased hunger and less opportunity for working families. This deal with the illegals working on the farms and stuff, I'm pretty sure I understood President Trump to, he told ICE to back off on the ag sector, so I don't know. She highlighted some of her objections, slashing SNAP benefits, taking food away from millions of Americans, taking benefits away from veterans, homeless people, and former foster youth, forcing states or counties to raise local taxes or cut services, pushing states to eliminate SNAP entirely. I don't know about that. Breaking up the longstanding Farm Bill Coalition, reducing farm revenue, hurting rural communities, hurting rural grocers, damaging the food economy. Okay. So according to the American Farm Bureau, President Zippy Duvall has kept his comments brief. Following the passage of the legislation, this will certainly, this will bring certainty to farmers and ranchers, he said. So, and then who else? Texas Commission of Ag, Sid Miller. He said, on the eve of celebrating our nation's independence, the passage of the big, beautiful bill signifies a historic achievement for American families, farmers, and rural communities. And who else? National Corn Growers Association is thumbs up. National Cattlemen Beef Association, America's cattle farmers and ranchers are pleased by the final passage of the big, one big, beautiful bill. So I'm going to dig into it. Everybody seems to be in favor of it, but some of the people on the other side of the aisle, the Democrats, I think they talk about Medicare cutting benefits there and SNAP. I think what it was doing was, I didn't read totally into it, looked like it was just cutting it for the illegal. It's all right in my books. So, that's it. Have a great day, everybody. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City, Sarah America.